Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back. Episode 21 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt, as always, in case you're just catching me for the first time. And welcome to episode 21. It's Sunday morning. It's early. It's about 6:30. And it is a glorious day out there. We're finally into spring, feeling like summer, and I could not be happier. I'm so thankful that it's finally getting to be warm. Haven't had to have fires every day. It's so nice. So welcome back. I left you off last week. I was exhausted. I was getting over being sick. And here we are. It's another Sunday, and I am way recharged, you guys. I feel so much better than I did. I had a really good week. I listened to my body and tiredness and some of your guys' comments, and I took it pretty easy last week. Well, in the beginning of the week, I did. A little bit of work stuff, you know, I'll try not to go too much into detail. That stuff's sure on my mind, but I will try not to bore you too much with stories of boat building. Anyways, we're in between, kind of. We got these two boats that are the same, and one's almost done, and the other one's just starting. And so I was back there on the one that's just starting in the shop, and it's slow, and I'm way ahead. So I took Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and I took some pretty short days and took care of some things around here that made me feel a lot better. Obviously, I got a haircut. I'd been wanting that for a little while. I like letting my hair grow, and sometimes I'll even let it get pretty darn long. And I usually go a long time, cut, and then grow it way out and bring it back. But doing the work in there and the boats with my hair all up in the dash and banging into stuff and starting to get hot. Anyways, I just had been really wanting to do that and hadn't had time during the, you know, regular hours to get away. So took some time, went downtown, got a haircut, came home, took care of some stuff around the house, had a new tenant move in. So I dealt with that. I did some cleanup around the yard, clean up in the house, got the old tenant moved out and the new one moved in. And got a chance to fix up my driveway and take care of some of my machines. And yeah, I would go into work, and usually I was home. I came home at 2 one day and came home at, I think, noon the next day, and got a chance to really get caught up. And it felt great. I was feeling really kind of behind on all that stuff. So that was wonderful to take a little break. And then as we got to the end of the week, then the boat that's supposed to be done, my buddy with diabetes, who you all helped me help so much, he's been down there taking care of that boat, and he had to leave town for a few days. So I went down to try and wrap that one up, and that was kind of a difficult few days. I spent 12 hours one day down there, and 8 the next, and it tired me out. It was a lot of crawling around and dealing with problems. And it's going pretty well, but it's still got a little ways to go, but hopefully they'll get that taken care of this week, and I'll be back on the other one, taking it pretty easy and moving towards getting that one closer to finished. So yeah. So anyways, I'm just getting started. I'm waking up, as always, so I'm a little scattered, and I'm a little bit stuffed up still. I'm not sick. I got over that. Just some morning stuffiness, I guess. Probably allergies, actually, although I don't think I have real strong allergies, but the pollen is flying out there right now. We're just breaking into spring here, and we get these cottonwoods and alders and other trees, and we just, you know, cars are all yellow right now this time of year, and I definitely get a little stuffed up, so I think I'm dealing with some of that. So excuse me. I'll probably snuffle a little bit as I work my way through this and get through my morning congestion. So yeah, so it's Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday. This week, from a zero carb perspective, had some pretty interesting interactions. You know, I started the week just exhausted, and that sort of always leads me to, you know, low mental, as I had mentioned last week. You know, the Saturday, I didn't do the podcast because I was, you know, just not feeling it and was sort of low. And so I started the week feeling that way. And I focused a lot on really just trying to eat enough this week and make sure I kept my energy up. So I ate a lot last Sunday after I wrapped up the podcast, and ate a lot and powered myself up. And like I said, had a good week, a lot of work done, but it was a little bit slower pace in the beginning. So I got kind of caught up on rest. So I just kept eating ground beef for the most part. What did I do that was different this week in terms of food? You know, I really stayed the course, and it's interesting because I'm feeling, I noted last night as I was thinking about what I might talk about today, that I'm feeling real, my guts are feeling really calm. You know, after my trip and traveling and eating all different stuff, I was having, you know, some pretty loose stools and some, a little bit of gut discomfort. And, you know, it's funny when I just go back to just beef and just really pull things back really tight and eat just my hamburgers and maybe chuck steaks or something like that. I can really tell the difference. So I'm back, you know, this morning I actually had, I know it's weird, a firm stool. And, you know, I always notice because it is a really... It's not that it's so rare, but it's definitely different than my normal. And I could tell I was just getting, the reason I was thinking about it last night is I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll try, you know, eat some fish or something. And I said, well, no, I'm feeling so good right now. I'll just, keep it really, really tight and just eat the beef. And sure enough, you know, my guts just get better and better. And I start getting closer and closer to firm stools, and today I'm just feeling fantastic intestinally. And I ate an enormous amount yesterday. So I went through the week, I ate a pretty normal amount. You know, I was eating one meal a day when I was working those long days, and that limits how much I eat, it seems like. So I was probably eating 2, maybe 3 pounds of ground beef each night. And then yesterday, you know, I was just relaxing. I was tired again from the long week, and I got up in the morning. I did take care of some stuff, but I mostly just rested through the afternoon and took it easy in the sun. It was really nice, but I just kept eating. I just kept cooking. I actually cooked like breakfast. I had chuck steak and a chuck eye steak, and then I had lunch, and I had, you know, a pound and a half of hamburger, and then in the afternoon, I had another pound and a half of hamburger, and then another in the evening. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze again, I think. Maybe that's just the one. Excuse me. Anyways, so I probably ate, I don't know, 5 or 6 pounds yesterday. And right before bed, you know, I was like, oh, I'm pretty full, but I'm going to eat another pound of hamburger. So I just kept eating and felt like I needed it. So that's something I noted last time, is that when I do that one meal a day during the week, you know, a lot of times I get home kind of late when I say one meal a day. I know a lot of people who do it have a long eating window, but I'm usually in bed by 8, and I usually get home at, you know, 5-ish and take care of feeding the animals and a few chores and cleaning, and at 6, and I cook, and at 6:30 or 7, and, you know, I don't really have a big window to eat in, so it seems like I usually just eat 2 pounds, 3 pounds, something like that, and it feels like enough. But I noticed by the end of the week, I am low on energy, and on the weekend, I can just eat and eat and eat. And so that's what I did yesterday. It's really interesting that I can catch up, isn't it, to like a week-long deficit. And my body doesn't really feel that deficit. It's not like on Thursday, I'm going, oh, I'm so hungry. You know, I'm not. I'm just continuing to eat one meal a day and feeling fine. But when I get the opportunity, my body will just, you know, love to feast. So that's what I did. So I stayed the course all week. I just feasted yesterday, and today I'm feeling great. I'm feeling well rested. I got a lot of sleep. I took a nap yesterday and slept like, I don't know, maybe even 10 hours last night. So it feels really good to get caught up. You know, I get up at 4 during the week, and so it's nice to sleep in till 6, I guess, and get rested and caught up. So from a zero carb perspective, as always, you know, I'm finding just the strictest and the simplest diet seems to work best for me. I'm not having any difficulties holding to it. I have been, interestingly enough, having some, I won't say cravings, but when I get that tired and sort of like, oh, my, you know, all my energy is low. That's the only times I do think about eating anything else. And something that happened this week was pretty interesting. We were down at the boatyard trying to wrap up this boat to get it delivered on time. And of course, it's just a big hustle, and there's a whole lot of people down there, vendors from some of the equipment vendors, you know, some of their techs working on stuff, and all the guys from the shop trying to get the hydraulics plumbed and the engines rigged and everything started and all that stuff. And so there's a lot of people. So shop manager bought pizza for everyone and brought it down, and he came to me when I was, you know, taking advantage of the fact that all the guys were eating pizza and there was no one in the engine room, and I could get down there and do some stuff I needed to do. And he says, "Hey, you know, pizza out there." And I said, "Oh, I think I'll just skip lunch today." He goes, "Oh, you don't eat?" And so I let him know what I do, and that was fun. It was a good little quick conversation to share zero carb with someone else. And and he let on that he actually does one meal a day too, and we didn't get too much into details. But I was curious, you know, it was interesting, and he listened to me receptively. I'm not sure what his overall take was, but it was fun to share. And and yeah, I guess really the comment was really about pizza. The guys were coming in with their pizza, and I was smelling the green peppers and pepperoni and all that stuff. And someone said to me, they go, "Man, don't you miss pizza?" One of the guys who knows what I do, and we talk about all the time. And I go, "You know, I in my head, I love pizza, and I still really enjoy it. And I have fond memories of eating it. But I don't miss it in the sense that I want to experience it again." And part of that reason is pizza was one of my main things that I could track that was really, you know, I would really have horrible symptoms and inflammation after eating pizza. And you know, I suspect it was the grain now, but for whatever reason, it was always sort of one of my first indicators that I first latched onto that, like, oh, that's not good for me. And so, yeah, I don't really miss pizza because it made me feel terrible. So, you know, while I can appreciate the good pizzas I had and how much I enjoyed it, and, you know, I used to love to make my own homemade sourdough crust and, you know, put my homemade pepperoni on it and all that stuff, I don't really miss pizza. And oddly enough, you know, just as we always talk about, whenever I'm eating my hamburgers, I was thinking about missing pizza this week because that comment had come up. And so I was eating my meals and thinking about it and going, you know, these taste like the best thing I've ever eaten every time I eat them. And they taste like exactly what I want. And what's really weird is my brain now seems to identify, funny enough, it seems to like put flavors of things that I used to like into my meat. It doesn't make any sense, but you know, sometimes I'll take a bite of those hamburgers and they taste like pizza. I can't explain it. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally goofy. I know I'm nuts. But it's true. It just seems like the food that I need, that's the best for me, seems to taste the best to me. And for whatever reason, it tastes like the thing that I really want. So at any rate, I am strongly committed here, and I don't feel like I'm missing out or craving anything else. It's really just been so wonderful to feel so confirmed in my way of eating, and to feel so confident, I guess. So just, like, it's done, it's decided, you know, I don't wonder about it anymore. So anyways, that's been fantastic. I wonder if you guys can see me. I sure am in the sun here. Feels great. Looks like it's probably pretty burned out on the screen there, but that's all right. Anyway, so yeah, so I kept eating the same stuff and felt great and had some opportunity to eat some different stuff and didn't want to. And that's pretty much the gist of my week. There's not a whole lot to share about my week. I've just been kind of head down, dug in and working as always, and or as it goes these last few weeks. And it's good. So the writing's on the wall. You know, we're going to get this one boat delivered here this week, hopefully, and then the next one is well underway. So I'm going to be probably wrapping up, I'm guessing, within a few weeks. Here, we'll see. But I'm really looking forward to it, you guys. I've really got a lot of stuff here I want to take care of, as I keep talking about. And I'm really looking forward to getting outside and showing you guys around, and taking care of, you know, some cosmetic stuff around here, doing some landscaping and things, and making the place look like something I want to show off. So one thing I'm really excited about, you guys, my cows are definitely with calf. They, you know, no one's been born yet, but I have two cows that both are starting to. I've been saying for a month now that they were bagging up because I could start to see their udders. But now we're close. One of them has a giant bag of milk, and she's starting to show from the rear, meaning that you can kind of start to tell they start to get swollen and, you know, start to have... I won't go into details if you don't know much about cows and don't want to hear about bodily functions, but it's close. We're like, I'm thinking any day, like today, you know, every day I come home and go, maybe there's going to be a calf. So that's really exciting. I took a little video yesterday. Maybe I'll throw it on here for you guys to take a look at her. It's been so wonderful with the sun coming out and the grass growing to come home and sit there in the evening with the, you know, barn swallows flying around catching the bugs and the pollen flying through the air and the cows on the deep green grass. Just feels great. There's just nothing more peaceful than sitting here and seeing the spring kind of roll across the land and the animals happy and fattening up and having babies, and it just feels great, you guys. So I'm really, really excited to put some time into fencing here and get them into... I've been saying it forever, but I did get some time this week, as I said, when I took those half days to fix the potholes in the driveway with my excavator and kind of start to take care of some of my normal spring chores and dress the place up. I took care of the front yard down at the big house, which is part of that. I had been neglecting that forever, and so I did some weed eating and mowing and made it look kind of nice for the tenants, and the flowers are blooming. There's bulbs coming up all over the place, and just feels awesome, you guys. So I am really looking forward to getting myself out of these boats and out of this. You know, I come home when I'm so tired. There isn't much. I force myself to rest. And, you know, yesterday I forced myself to rest so I can keep going all week and pushing so hard. So I don't get a lot done here. And I'm really looking forward to redirecting my high output energy back to my place and to my projects. But, you know, that's still what I'm doing, just moving forward towards my goals every day. And as always, I'm so thankful every day for the opportunity to do so. So even if it's crawling around in a metal boat for the time being, to move myself forward financially to help get myself out of this little bit of debt I'm in and free myself up to have, you know, nothing hanging over me to and be able to really focus my energy around here and on my other projects. Super thankful. I am incredibly grateful that I'm feeling well enough to have these long days to be productive. And so I still give thanks every morning, every evening, and all day long that I'm not so fatigued like I was, that I'm not so depressed like I was, that I'm not, you know, struggling with intestinal pain and gut pain and having to use the bathroom 10 times a day and all those things I experienced for so long. And probably most importantly is that my mental state, my depression is gone, and I'm loving myself and loving where I'm going. And I feel focused on my goals still and excited about them and excited about the future. So, you know, those are all things that Zero Carb brought me, I believe. And so as always, that's why I'm here sharing this stuff. You know, I just really want to share a success story and hopefully give some of you folks inspiration or a guide or at least an example of healing oneself, you know. And so, yeah, hopefully some of you are getting some good out of these podcasts, and I'd love to help if I can. So it's always great to hear from you guys. Your comments and your thoughtful, you know, input means a lot to me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. This venue has really changed my life, you know, and I think I talk about Zero Carb changing my life, and part of it really was, you know, as we talked about in the beginning, feeling so alone and feeling like I was going against kind of the world, as it were. And Zero Carb given me, you know, the mental stability and confidence and positivity and all that, and, you know, to share, to start to share, because I think what's been the most valuable thing for me, you guys, along this whole journey is sharing all this with you guys. So finally putting it out in the world, you know, for so long, my whole life, you know, I would come out of the bathroom and smile and nod with all the people at the breakfast table out to eat or wherever we were. And, you know, I was hiding things. I was pretending stuff was different than it was. And that has been my norm for my whole life, you know. Never talking about the diarrhea, never talking about the multiple times to the bathroom. I talked about depression rarely with very few people who I was close with. And, you know, all of the symptoms, the night sweats and the bloody diarrhea and the, you know, urgency and using the bathroom many times a day. And, you know, those were things I carried with me as secrets. And so the sharing here with you guys has been probably the most profound thing, because as well as, you know, as much as Zero Carb helped me by stopping those symptoms helped me, I think sharing and opening up and being open with what really goes on in my life has been the thing that's been the most valuable to me. So you guys are a big part of that. For whatever reason, it means a lot to me to be able to share with other people and to be accepted and to not, you know, have a bunch of pushback against my beliefs, which in the real world, you know, still happens a little bit. It isn't, it's funny though, you know, talking to the guys on the boat, people don't really vocally push back, probably because we're just having polite conversation and they're too nice to say you're an idiot or whatever. But when, you know, I talk to people who I'm really close with, like my family, you know, I recognize that, that there's a lot of, a lot of love and support, but not necessarily, belief in the things that, you know, that what I believe I'm saying is true, I guess. I'm not sure how to say that, but you know what I mean? They give me support for the sake of supporting me, but it doesn't make me feel any less crazy, I guess. And sharing with all of you folks and hearing your wonderful comments really does make me feel like, you know, like maybe this is all true. And who knows what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not anymore, you know, after living my whole life eating all those other ways and hearing what was healthy and having to reject all that. I've said it before, I won't go too far into it, but, you know, I really had to become a massive cynic here and sort of reject everything. And yeah, so now I'm somewhere in the middle, I guess. I'm coming back around, and sharing has been a big part of it. Finding out that, oh, maybe I'm not the only one who believes this stuff. So anyways, thank you guys so much, as always. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. So yeah, so that's enough for today. I'm going to putter around with a few tasks and mostly just rest and enjoy this beautiful sunny day and try and get myself fed and rested and ready for another big push at work. I'm going to keep my head down and try and keep pushing for a few more weeks. I know they want to get rid of me. And once the boat that's finished actually is all the way finished and leaves, then we'll have a lot more hands on the boat that I'm working on. And I think the potential is there for me to get kicked off sooner rather than later. Kicked off in a good way, you know, meaning they just won't need me anymore because they'll have enough bodies and I'll have done the things that I need to do. So I'm going to push real hard in the meantime and try and put in the hours. And so I'll stay busy here, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening and watching, as always. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all, and I hope you guys are feeling as good as I am. And let's keep sharing and spreading the word and trying to help people, because I know that there's people out there who need it. So hope you guys have a great week, wonderful day, enjoy the spring. And I will see you next week. I'm going to keep doing them. I'm committed and I'm sure enjoying it. So thanks very much, everybody. Have a great day. See you next time. Thank you.